be reading from Revelation chapter 6 this morning. Revelation chapter 6 is found on page 1475 in your Bibles provided in the pews for you. Just going to be the first six verses of this chapter. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Seals, it's something which was used in older days to seal letters. You would fold over the letter and you would place some wax on the letter and you would stamp it, and that would seal it. Books were sealed as well. If you had some document from the king, you would roll it up on a scroll and you would be able to seal it. And you could seal it on the edges at that point, and then you can continue the scroll. So there can be multiple seals. This is such a book, the book of providence, the book of God's decree. And we see here the first three unloosed, given to us in prophetic imagery, which is not new imagery. We don't need any voice from heaven to teach us what these images mean. We've been given the Bible. And the Bible teaches us, as we let Scripture interpret Scripture, what these prophetic images mean. It is in Zechariah, in chapter 1, that horses and riders upon horses are used to tell about the state of the church, the providence of God toward the church. And so understanding that Zechariah, the prophetic imagery used there, is being used by the Holy Spirit in this place as well. We come to understand each and every one of these riders and the horses and the riders upon the horses as being an image or a symbol of God's providence for His church. This is, as we know from the fifth seal, which we'll get to next week, this is the upon the church underneath the rule of pagan Rome. Okay, so this would be from the first century when the apostles lived, all the way until there was freedom from pagan Rome. And I'll show you that next week. I'm just going to use that information we get from the fifth seal to apply and have you understand what's happening in the first, second, and third. So let's quickly go through these. So you have a white horse, and you have this guy sitting on the white horse, and he has a bow, he has a crown on him, and there's conquering, and there's victory. This is an example of the gospel going forth, the white horse figured as that which is bringing about the purity, and you have this conquering spirit. You have the first beast. If you go back to the chapters before, you'll be able to identify the beast. There's first, second, third, and fourth beasts. And the first beast, you see, was that of a lion. And you have here the ministers of the gospel having to be like lions as they go forth, spreading the gospel and conquering the known world. We see this in Romans, when Paul says that he has spread the gospel to the utmost parts of the world. You have the conquering of the known world with the gospel. And you have this going forth and being told to the church as a comfort here in this first seal. But the second seal and the third seal are a little bit more sad. Because that second seal, there's a red horse. And we know from the prophets and Zechariah especially that that red horse means persecution by death. That's exactly what we see with Nero's reign, persecution and death. Domitian's reign, persecution and death that killed many of the apostles. And this continues into the 100s and the 200s as well. And wouldn't be released from the church into the 300s. This is that red horse. And you see the power given unto him to take peace from the church, from that earth that has been conquered by the church. And that's indeed what has happened. This persecution was one which was not good for the church. Well, you say, oh, wait a minute now, Pastor. The blood of the martyrs is like watering the seeds for the church. And the church is blessed during times of persecution. There is, of course, a truth in this. But you can see here from this prophecy, it wasn't all glorious. And we know from church history, it wasn't all glorious for the church either. It purified the church, yes. That is a good which persecution does. But it has another effect as well. And we see that in the third seal. We have a, what kind of horse? A black horse. And you have these balances in his hand. And this balances is a symbol. And we can see this from Ezekiel 4. We see it in Leviticus 26. Balances are used to measure out food during times of famine. And that's why you have that saying there about a measure of barley for a penny. It's about you only get your day's worth of bread and that's it, because there's no more that can be spared. Why is there a black horse showing forth famine, pestilence, and other things which it figures? Because once you have persecution killing off ministers, there's a famine of the word of God. And heresies creep in. And this is exactly what happened. It happened with the Gnostics coming in. You have those which were under the prophet Mani and the Manichaeans. You had the innumerable false prophets coming in. And not only that, but it was fighting from within the church as well. The persecution time of the church was a horrible time. It caused infighting. You had the Donatists, which were saying that those who were defecting during the time of persecution, they couldn't come back in. And that had to be settled by Augustine. But you had infighting, you had false prophets, and you had a famine of the word of God as the ministers were killed off. Who do you think they go for first during times of persecution? You see it with Pastor Coates up in Canada. They come for the pastor, the one proclaiming the word of God. And that's smart, because that's how you scatter the sheep. You destroy the shepherd. It worked for Christ. His sheep were scattered. His disciples were scattered. How much more then? Those whom he has appointed as under shepherds. And so this is the first three seals. They're not made to be like one stops and go. There's overlap between them. There's still persecution going on while there's famine. There's still the conquering of the gospel going on as there's persecution. But yet, these things happen in a general consecutive order. And we can see that in church history. And we see it here shown to us by the Holy Spirit. What a comfort it would be by the church to be able to see the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth seals. And you will see that next week. Let us now respond to this word given to us from Psalm 45a. You can open up in the